hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program today. My name is Bob Arthurs, and we want to welcome you to the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's modern worship. We do want to say thank you today as we get started into 2019 to the folks at Wyrick Air Heat and Electric, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. And we are very thankful for them. They have great deal of expertise in what they do. They want to do everything with the professionalism. And so I was at church back before the end of the year, and one of the young ladies that comes to church, they drop off, and I saw a different vehicle. And so when they came to pick them up, I commented on seeing the different vehicle. I didn't get to talk to Dennis at that point in time. And they said, yes, with some of the new air conditioning units that they have that are coming out, it requires a taller dimension than what some of our other vehicles had. And so we went out and made this investment because it was necessary for some of the new technology that was coming out. And I can appreciate that form of thinking and that form of investment, where you're not looking for necessarily the cheapest way to get by with something, but you're looking for the best way to get by with something. And they are very familiar with all of the various types of systems, whether it's package units. They've done a lot of those. The traditional outside condensing unit, as well as the inside air handlers, as well as the new mini split systems that are coming out. They can deal with the heaters, the air conditioners, and they deal with electrical as well. And that's really great whenever you've got somebody that is cross fields, if you will. They've got expertise. I remember seeing back in December a story about a lady's air conditioning unit that caught on fire, or her heater unit caught on fire. It had been newly installed, but the person didn't do it correctly. And they weren't licensed, they weren't insured, they weren't bonded. And she said, I don't ever want to put my family at risk. And I want to recommend highly to you Wyrick Air Heat and Electric, 321-632-9538. They're not looking to take shortcuts. They're not looking to cheat anybody or anything like that. They want to do a professional installation job or repair job that is not only going to reflect well upon them, provide safety for their customers, but will also bring glory to God. So Wyrick Air Heat and Electric, I appreciate them, I honor them, and I encourage you, if you need someone to do some work around your house electrically or with your air handling system, give them a call, 321-632-9538. So today we want to let you know I'm going to be starting a sermon series on Sunday, dealing with the fact that the church is God's spiritual hospital. And I want to invite you out to Sunday morning at 10:30 for our worship service. We have Sunday school that starts at 9:30. But Sunday morning, I'm going to begin a series on God's spiritual hospital. And I'm going to be preaching a message on Sunday morning called the Intensive Prayer Unit. Intensive prayer unit. I'd like to encourage you to come and be a part of what God is doing, and we look forward to seeing you at that service. It's a message that God has laid upon my heart, and I'm looking forward to what God is going to do. God does not only want us saved, he wants us whole. He wants us complete. He wants us healthy. And so we're going to be dealing with a number of things over the coming weeks. We do have an evangelist that is going to be with us the following week, a person that I've known for a long, long time. We're looking forward to his ministry. He's going to be ministering Sunday morning and Sunday night. Tonight at Merit Assembly of God, we are going to be having a night of prayer. The congregation is going to be having this night of prayer. We always like to begin our new year. We've got a night of prayer tonight, so there will be no kids ministry. And then we have a night of prayer on Sunday night. There will be youth that night, Sunday night, but on January the 6th, there will be a night of prayer where we are believing God. We're going to ask God for his wisdom, his insight, his direction. What does God have in store for us in 2019? We'd love for you to be there as we seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness and watch all these other things be added unto us. So if you can make any of those services, we would love to have you. The address of the church is 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. So today I want to take you to Romans chapter 2. And this is going to be a little bit different take on the will of God. Okay? It's going to be a little bit different. So Romans chapter 2 is where we are going to begin, and in verse number 17. Romans chapter 2, verse number 17, and the New King James Version reads this way: "Indeed, you are called a Jew and rest on the law and make your boast in God and know his will and approve the things that are excellent, being instructed out of the law, and are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, having the form of knowledge and truth in the law. You, therefore, who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach that a man should not steal, do you steal? You who say, 'Do not commit adultery,' do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who make your boast in the law, do you dishonor God through the breaking of the law? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you, as it is written." Now, there's another possible translation. There's a footnote at the bottom of the page of my Bible, where one of the manuscripts, the early manuscripts, does not say something like "indeed," but it says "but if." So it would read, "but if you are called a Jew and rest on the law and make your boast in God." So there is a couple of different things that you could look at. You could look and say, okay, this may indeed be your reality. And then there is another one that says, this could be your condition. This could be your condition. And the condition that is being described is an admirable condition. It is a wonderful thing. Let me tell you what it says. If you are called a Jew, in other words, you are a covenant child of God, and you rest on the law, and you are making your boast in God, that God is what brings purpose. It brings praise into your life. It's what you live for. Everything there sounds noble. And it says, "and you know his will and approve the things that are excellent." Okay? You know his will and approve the things that are excellent. Now, as Paul is writing to the Romans, you have to view chapter 2 in contrast with chapter 1, where he is writing. And verse number 18 says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Okay? Drop down to verse number 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. And so there is a contrast here in chapter 1 between people who used to know God, but they chose not to glorify him. And what happened is whenever we remove God from our thought process, from the throne of our heart, it has a negative impact on the way that we process thought. It says they became futile in their thoughts. It didn't mean that they were always of that mind. I tell you this, whenever we banish God from an area of our life, it is going to have a profoundly negative effect. It's not going to work out well. And so then when we get down to verse number 28, we see it was because of a choice that they made. It says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind. So you and I may find ourselves in a day and time where people are looking at us and our thought, the way that we process thought, is so diverse and so different from the way that the world tends to see things and think of things, all because of the foundation that we have of God being life, that they may seriously ask things like this: have you lost your mind? And, you know, the Bible says that they're going to be perplexed, wondering why we do not join with them in the same dissipation of life that they choose to do. They think that there is something mentally wrong with a person who chooses to retain God in their knowledge, who chooses to glorify him, who chooses to be thankful. And I want you to know, those are not bad choices. Those are phenomenal choices. But because the world's train of thinking has devolved to such an extent, and we don't see things the way that they do, they're going to lash out and they're going to think that there is something wrong with us. And they will become quite militant in their persecution of those who refuse to think the way that they do. Now, here's the thing. You are free. You are liberated by God to think however you want to think, but you are not entitled to all of the benefits of covenant relationship with God if you have chosen to reject God. If you and I, if we choose to reject God, if we choose to reject his word, if we choose to reject his will, we would be absolutely miserable in heaven. You don't necessarily think about it that way, but it's absolutely true. If we are miserable with the word of God ruling and reigning in our life now, we would be miserable with the word of God prevailing in heaven unhindered. If we don't want God to have any authority in our life now, we would be miserable with God as the omnipotent sovereign, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords of all that is. And so I just want to encourage you, make sure this year that you keep your thoughts, keep your mind fixed upon him. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. And so there are a lot of benefits to maintaining that relationship with God. So now we come into chapter 2, and there are people, and Paul is writing to them, and he's saying, okay, so this is your claim that you're walking in covenant with God. You're the chosen people of God. you are have the right attitude towards the law of God. You're not boasting in the flesh. You are boasting in your relationship with God. And it says this, and you know his will. You know the will of God. Now, that's the point that we have been trying to get to in this entire study. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I have talked to a number of people, and they would pray that prayer, but the will that they want done is a cultural will, it is a political will, and it is a will that is contrary to the Word of God. And so while they're praying, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in order for that to take place, God has to prevent their agenda from going forward. That's just the way that it is. You and I, we need to know his will. That's the point that we really want to get to. And it says, and you approve the things that are excellent. I do believe that Christians should operate in excellence. I want to be better in 2019 as a preacher of the gospel on the radio and in the pulpit of Merit Assembly of God than I have been in the past. That means that I have to continue to develop. I have to continue to pray. I have to continue to study and try and improve the best that I can. Now, a spirit of excellence for me might mean something different than it does for you, because I do not have all of the resources that are necessarily available to a lot of other people. If you've got millions and millions of dollars at your disposal, that means that you've got a labor pool. That means that you have resources. That means that you have techniques and equipment that is available to you that, quite frankly, I just don't have. So if I'm going to measure the excellence that I can offer God by the standards of, say, what a professional theater company could offer, or as far as lighting and technology and all that sort of stuff, I'm not going to be able to measure up. But if my definition of excellence is that I'm going to offer to God my very best, and I'm going to try and get my best today to be better than my best was yesterday, then I believe that all of us can strive to operate with the spirit of excellence. I think that too many times we say, well, I can't do it as well as somebody else did, and so I'm just going to give my leftovers. I don't believe that God is a God that deserves our remnant, our leftovers, the scraps of our life. I believe that God wants the very best. Now, here's what I will tell you. I'm in my mid to late 50s. So as far as physically, I can't go back and say, well, God, I want to give you my best from high school. That opportunity has passed. That ship has sailed. But what I can say is, God, I don't want to just give you the leftovers of my life. What I am going to do is I'm going to give you my best today, and I'm going to give you my best tomorrow, and I'm going to give you my best the day after that. And however long that best is available for, I want to be able to give it to God. So you might be further along in the chronology than I am, and you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I want to encourage you, do that today. Make him Lord of your life today and say, God, I'm not giving you my scraps. I'm giving you my best, the best of what I have left to offer. Okay? Now, all of that is glorious. He said, you approve the things that are excellent. You're instructed out of the law. You're learning. You are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, having the form of knowledge and truth in the law. Okay? And so everything superficially, everything on the outside looks very good for these people. But Paul is getting ready to bring a new level of assessment. And that level is this. Are you living what you're preaching? Or are you guilty of the same things that you are pointing out in the scriptures are not permitted? Okay? And so he talks about stealing and adultery and robbing temples and dishonoring God through breaking the law. And he says, because if your practice is not in line with all of the claims that you have made, he said, the result is not going to be that God is glorified. The result is that God is going to be blasphemed among the Gentiles because of the behavior of his covenant people. I don't know about you, but I really don't want that on my resume, that I was the source of someone speaking evil about God because they saw that my practice and my proclamation were not synchronized. And so as we are in this pursuit of the will of God for our life, let's make sure that it is not just a bullet point, not just a box that we check off and say, knowing the will of God, boom, got it. But yet, when it comes to practice and implementation, that box remains empty. That's a disconnect, and it's going to have an effect of collateral damage in the community that we're supposed to serve. And sometimes that community might be your family. It may be your coworkers. It might be your neighbors. Whatever it is. Now, I will tell you this. Just because a person makes an accusation against you does not mean that that accusation is a valid one. There's a saying in society that perception is reality. Well, that's not necessarily the case. There are a lot of people who perceive things. We live in a day and time where people are perceiving offense at some very, very untrue things. There are people who are offended about being offended. And I want you to know that the Bible talks about that offense is a sign of weakness, not a sign of strength. And some people may have just got offended that I said that. I'm not here to offend you. I am here to let you know what the Word of God says. And so it says that we as mature believers, we have to conduct ourselves in a manner around people who are offended easily in such a way that we are not giving justification to their offense, whether their offense is valid or not, that's for God to address. We're just supposed to live a life of love. We're supposed to live a life of truth. We're supposed to live a life knowing the will of God and then walking in the will of God. And I will tell you that the Holy Spirit is commissioned by God the Father to help us to do exactly what we're supposed to do, and that is walk in the will of God. Approve the things that are excellent. I pray that as you're going about this community, that you will be able to say, you know what? That is not just a good thing. That is a great thing. There's an outreach event coming to Orlando in February. I pray that you'll say, you know what, that's an excellent thing, and that you will do what you can to participate in that. What we need more people living their faith out loud in this coming year, in 2019. We need people who say, I know what the will of God is, and I don't have that as just something I can pat myself on the back about. I am going to fulfill the will of God that He has chosen for me in this day and time, in this generation. And instead of people blaspheming God on account of me, they're going to see Him as their Lord and Savior, and they are going to say, to God be the glory, great things He has done. Amen? That sounds like a whole better way of thinking. That sounds like a much better way of living than what we find in Romans chapter 1. You know, a lot of times people want to talk about all of the sin things, the uncleanness and the lust and the sexual immorality and the unrighteousness and the wickedness and the covetousness. And we can avoid all of that stuff if we just keep our mind, if we will fix our eyes on Jesus and say, God, I just don't want to have a mental appreciation of what your will is. I don't just want to have an awareness of who you are intellectually. I want to know you experientially, and I want to walk in your presence in an obedience to your will and alignment with your will, so that people will be attracted to you as the King of Glory, the restorer of broken lives, the healer of hurting hearts, because that's who we're here to represent. You know, what I realize is that just about all of us have areas of brokenness in our life. And I believe that God wants to make us whole. So in 2019, we are beginning this this series on the spiritual hospital. It's a lot easier for healthy people to minister than it is people who are fractured and broken in their lives. And because when you've been healed, you have a heart of compassion for those who are in the same condition you used to be in. I pray that you'll come out and you'll join us Sunday morning at 10:30 as we begin studying God's spiritual hospital, the church, and we begin in the intensive prayer unit. I hope to see you there. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Men of faith, rise up and sing of the great and glorious King. You are strong when you feel weak, in your brokenness complete. Shout to the north and the south, sing to the east and the west, Jesus, Savior to all, Lord of heaven and earth. Rise up, women of the truth, stand and sing to broken hearts, who can know the healing power of our